Now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Helpable!
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
I think there's a lot going on in the world, and so for the next hour, I promise you a drama-free zone. Oh, there'll be heartbreak, there'll be tragedy, but no drama. We're just here to entertain you, so it's more of a musical than a drama. We're just here to play some tunes, old and new tunes. We're very versatile. And here's a song that is old and new. It is Barley Juice and Sweet Young Thing. Remember when the monkeys did it?
Ha!
I know that something very strange has happened to my brain. I'm either feeling very good or else I am insane. The seeds of doubt you planted started to grow wild, and I feel that I must yield before the wisdom of a child. And it's love you pray that I can't deny. With your wings I can learn to fly, sweet young thing. People try to talk to me, their words are of a sound, but I resist all their attempts to try and drag me down. I turn on to the sunset like I've never done before. I listen for your footsteps and you knock upon my door. And it's love you pray, dreams of bluer skies. All these things what I see it in your eyes, sweet young. We'll be right back.
Baltic Crossing. They're a band from the UK, Finland, and Denmark. Their album is called The Tune Machine, and that was Whirling Waltz. Now, the McDaids are from much closer together. They are a family band, and this is their new single, Gardener's Child.
We'll
From a gardener's child to the virtuosi's child, that is Mary Frances, whose parents are Natalie McMaster and Donald Leahy. That was Cheerio. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist, where we keep it in the family, and we believe everyone is family. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Your beauty, it glows, but don't want no thorns in my hands. Girl, you're that time, that wasted mind. I'm hoping that you understand. Boys picking up and it's shipping out. Somehow I doubt that you care. Girl, I'm the man.
And what do you get when you put the very talented John McSherry together with a Detroit rhythm section? You get the Ollum. And Stream of Silver from their album Elegy. They are coming to Vancouver in April to the Pearl. Do watch out for that show. It's going to be a killer. We also heard some heartbreak from the Clover Hearts, as I promised you, and Heartbreaker. They are from Sydney, and their album is called Germaniac. Here's Bruyle and Stuck Inside.
Get to nae overgate, I met a bonnie wee lass. and she winked at me with a kylery as I get rolling past.
Way my roving eye, fall a diddle dive in my roving eye, down my dirty way.
With my roving eye. She took me to a wee bit hoose, a wee bit frae the toon. And it's there she brought the bottle, and there we both sat down.
Way my roving eye, fall a diddle dive with my roving eye, come a dairy way.
With my roving eye. She took me to another house, a wee bit down the burn. And it's true what Robbie once had said, the man was mighty mourn.
Way my roving eye, fall a diddle dive with my roving eye, come a dairy way.
With my roving eye. And all night long I dreamt I was lying in the arms of Jemima Rose. And then the morning when I woke, I was lying in the bacon close.
Way my roving eye, fall a diddle dive with my roving eye, come a dairy way.
With my roving eye. I get back to Yochter Mochty, I contented for to be at the loss and all my 5 pound note to the lassie frae Dundee.
Way my roving eye, fall a diddle dive with my roving eye, come a dairy way.
With my roving eye. Lads and lassies, when ye gang it for a lark, just tack the money for your inside pooch and tie it to the tail of your sark.
Way my roving eye, fall a diddle dive with my roving eye, come a dairy way.
With my roving eye.
With my roving eye, fall a diddle dive with my roving eye, come a dairy way.
With my roving eye.
Traditional Scots from Denmark. That is the Cabbie Drennan Band. New music. The album is called Ballads from Rainbow's End, and that was Marovnai. Well, keep your eyes and your ears on our show as we bring you the very best of Celtic music. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Thank you.
from across the room. Your eyes were golden green. I loved the way you looked at me. The best you've seen.
That's right.
But I never saw you since the night.
Again from their album Unplugged. And what do you get when you rise again? Why, you see the other side from the Afro-Celt sound system. We played that first. It's from their album Seed. Now here's Solace and a set that includes The Coconut Dog and Morning Dew.
Hi, this is Seamus Egan from Solace, and you're listening to the best in contemporary Celtic on Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
want to remind you to check out our social media, including Facebook, where you'll find this playlist for this show. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Sudden move in the stars. Whenever I look to the skies, I can get lost. Stand in a mirror and know that I am a fragment of something greater than I. Aspects of dust in a moonbeam, gathering shape of potent, of greatness waiting to learn. But even the wind in the tree is the allegory. Everything that is and ever will be. Allegory. Oh, we can stand with both feet firmly on the ground and let our heads get lost so thoroughly. Conjure up visions of power and romance. Destinies changed in the twinkle of an eye. Stumble and fall, always searching, desperate to gain some reason in this life. But even the
Allegory from the album Break It Up.
an island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic Play of the Day.
Our Cosmic Celtic play for today is Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald from the Punch Brothers. But first, a thought to ponder from the unfortunately not immortal Dale Earnhardt. You win some, lose some, and wreck some.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchigumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship in true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? Tattletale sound and a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed ya." At 7 p.m., a main hatchway caved in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good shipping crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized. They might have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rose, a bibier sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams, the islands and bays are for sportsmen. And further below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November, remember. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. Legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Gitchigumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Thank you.
It's true. Lake Superior is so deep that the bacteria that are necessary to decompose bodies don't grow, and so the bodies stay on the bottom forever. Thanks. And on that cheerful note, thanks so much for joining us today on Celt in a Twist. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopirate Communications. Our producer is Cal Coat, who also hosts World Beat Canada Radio. Give it a listen, please. We're going out today with Paul Helleux and Friends and Plenty Irving. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Communications.